Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, everyone. We have a special weekend. It's the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival weekend. Here we are on Sunday morning. Yesterday all day went great, and today we're expecting more of the same. Let's go back in time to July the 18th. In Central Park, the awakening ceremony of the dragon boats. We were talking with the PR director for the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Race New York, David Archer, and that was a beautiful afternoon in the park, and here's what David had to say about this year's Dragon Boat Race event.
Hey, Stephen, nice to see you. Thank you very much for being here this morning.
Couldn't have picked a better day for it.
This is gorgeous. Really lucked out. We really lucked out with the weather.
So tell us about the ceremony today, and then in a second we'll talk about the event this year.
Okay. Well, welcome. This is the traditional awakening ceremony for the 28th annual Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival in New York, presented by HSBC. And as you know, what we need to do is awaken the dragons. After the festival, they put the dragon boats away, and this is the official awakening of the dragon, which today we're going to have some performances by the Shaolin monks, who also perform on our stage during the festival, August 11th and 12th. We'll have a few brief remarks by Mitchell Silver, the Commissioner of New York City Parks Department, David Lee from HSBC, and Joanne from the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office, our title sponsor. And then we'll have the blessing of the boats by the monks, and then the traditional eye dotting by the monks and our sponsors and VIPs that are here, officially awakening the dragon boats for the 2018 28th Annual Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival in New York. We've got about 200 teams registered this year, and of course we have our traditional multicultural performances on the main stage. We have our international food court, we have our hands-on arts and crafts booth, we have our sponsor booths, and we have our nonprofit tent. And this year we've had to move the site a little bit. It's going to be to the left of the boathouse because of work that's going on in the park. So we're requesting that everybody that possibly can take the number 7 train to Citi Field and then transfer from there with a Metro card to the MTA shuttle buses to get to the park, because parking is very limited. We're also going to have paid parking at Citi Field, and again they can take the shuttle to the festival site. And all the information about the festival, the performers, the food court, everything is on our website, which is hkdbf-ny.org. As you know, Stephen, it's a family-friendly event. Runs both days, rain or shine, from 9 to 5, with exciting dragon boat racing and multicultural performances on the main stage and other activities throughout both days. Stephen, we really appreciate your support, and we look forward to having your audience come down to the 28th Annual Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival in New York. It's August 11th and 12th, Flushing Meadows Corona Park in beautiful Queens, New York.
So as I mentioned, that interview with David was recorded a few weeks ago, back on July the 18th in Central Park. But this is, in fact, Hong Kong Dragon Boat Race Weekend, a full day of activities yesterday, and more coming up today. We're here on Sunday morning. You heard David mention the title sponsor of the event, which is HSBC Bank. So we invited David Lee, who's the area manager and senior VP of HSBC, to join us and talk a little bit about their participation. So now here we are with David Lee. Speaking with David Lee, one of the sponsors from HSBC, who's here. David, welcome to China America Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is an annual event. We talk to David Archer every year, and now we're talking to you. Tell us a little bit about HSBC's involvement, other than the fact that it's a Hong Kong-based institution for the last century or so.
Well, we've been involved from the genesis of the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival, and we're really proud of it. You know, we serve the community here in New York, but more importantly, We share a rich cultural history with Hong Kong. Obviously, our roots are from there. But more importantly, this race epitomizes what we love about New York. You know, as I was just talking to someone else, this has morphed from the years that we've been involved to something that's probably one of the most prominent multicultural events here in New York City. And what I'm proud of as a representative of HSBC is the fact that it's in Queens, my home county, my home borough, I should say, the best borough actually in New York. And, you know, as you know, Queens is the most culturally diverse county, borough in probably the entire world. And for us to be a big part of a sponsor, for us to support this great event is nothing more than amazing. And we're very proud of it.
Speaking of the world, Hong Kong dragon boat racing is a worldwide phenomenon. It's not just New York and it's not just Hong Kong.
And the one thing that's great, you see paddlers now in Boston, Western New York. They're paddling in Wisconsin. So it's really taken off. And I think the beauty of the dragon boat racing is these are works of art. They're works of art. They're gliding down wherever they're racing. You just need some order, some space, and you don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the fastest. But it requires such graceful teamwork in order for that boat to move in this beautiful piece of art. So it really has transcended just from in New York and Hong Kong to across the globe. And it's a beautiful, beautiful sport. And I really recommend anyone who wants to get in shape, who wants to have a sense of camaraderie and teamwork, to get involved in dragon boat.
A lot of corporations involved, and that's part of the esprit de corps inside many of the corporations. Mm-hmm. And we see their logos on the boats as they go gliding by. Uh-huh. Tell me, the Hong Kong dragon boat racing phenomena, it's all over North America as mm-hmm. well. It's not just here in New York area. Mm-hmm. I understand Canada has got some big participation. Yes. They've brought boats in over the years.
Yes, Canada has come in. We've seen some European teams come in. I think 2 years ago we had even some South American teams come in. So to your point, this has become a worldwide phenomenon. It's only going to get better, and more importantly, anyone can get involved. There's youth leagues. There's leagues for, I've seen leagues for 60, 70 year old plus, and it just brings people together. And like I said, people can get in shape, have a great time, and build a sense of teamwork around it. So it's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for participating, and we hope you have a great weather weekend in addition, but it's rain or shine.
It is rain or shine. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. So this is the weekend, one day down, one to go. Here we are on Sunday morning, and there's another whole day of Hong Kong dragon boat racing going on right here at Flushing Meadow Park in Queens. You can take the number 7 train, get off at the stadium where the Mets play, which is Citi Field, and there you can take a shuttle bus that'll bring you right to the venue, to the lake, and where all the activity is going to happen. Hope you have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the dragon boat races, and we'll see you back here again this time next week for another Spectrum on China America Radio.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.